Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, "All I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty." It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Welcome to the most exclusive thing we, as the Bubba Army, the content creators known as. The Bubba the Love Sponge Show, Bubba Army of Yo. This is the most exclusive thing that we do. This is the My Precious. This is the,
it is.
This is my friend. This is within our world content wise, this is our precious.
Wait.
Yes, hello.
Precious. Hi, Bubba.
Yes.
It's me, Marianne. How are you? Howie's talking about you. You should call Howie. He's talking about you right now, and someone said you're on Tinder and you're fast food. Call Howie.
Well, hold on. Tinder?
Hold on.
Tinder?
Now.
You're on Tinder?
Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is Howard saying?
A fan called and said you're on Tinder right now, and a fan said that they were saying that you post about fast foods and stuff. And Ronnie hasn't been in touch with you lately.
Well, that's not
it's
Tinder.
Probably YouTube. Twitch?
I'm not on Tinder. I mean, Tinder's a dating app site.
Okay, so should I call them? So you call them and tell them. Set the record straight.
And if there is somebody on Tinder, it's obviously...
Yeah, they're impersonating you, Bubba.
Well, yeah.
Call now.
I need
your new address for the Howard Christmas card. Please call. You want me to try to call for you? You're not on Tinder. What are you on?
I'm not on Tinder. Right now I'm on
Grindr.
We're doing a podcast right now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So now is Howard live right now?
Yes. You should call.
Okay. Should I call Gary?
Call the show, of course.
All right, I'll call.
All right, good luck.
Bye. Cool, Bubba.
I mean, I don't know the number, the back
that
line number.
That bitch probably had it.
Who?
I said that woman probably had the number.
No, she didn't have the...
No way she would call
I can message JD real quick.
Yeah, message JD real quick and say, hey, Marianne just called and...
Miriam.
Miriam. Bubba, does Howard, would Howard like to speak to Bubba? I'm on Tinder. Blitz, we're live on Tinder.
Right. That new Tinder live.
Yeah, we're live on Tinder and we're killing it and we're looking for dates. And could you swipe right or could you swipe left on us and then give us a heart or whatever you get on there?
Well, Rhett would know that one.
Yeah, give us something because, you know, we want to fuck. Isn't that what Tinder is about, fucking?
Yeah, yes. Swiping right and left, breaking hearts.
Rhett, I'm on Tinder and I want to fuck. Could you put that on your profile? Hi.
Sure.
I'm here because I want to fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Do people do that?
Some people do.
Like, literally.
In so many words.
More guys than females.
I hope that there is not a Blitz, watch that there be a Bubba the Love Sponge on Tinder. And
that's something you can search either, is it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't there a person like 5, maybe 10 years ago that was pretending to be you up in like Georgia or something?
I don't know. I mean, yes, I think so.
Like he was saying he was you going around, kind of looked like you.
Oh, yeah. There was a no, but he wasn't like, I don't think he was on Tinder though or anything.
No, I think he was just going to bars and hitting on chicks and
yeah,
trying to pick them up.
Right. Yeah.
Bubba Light.
Man, I got this bitch, man. I met her at the fucking wing joint. Got that bitch to squirt like you wouldn't fucking believe. Told her I was Bubba the Love Sponge. I kept out the light part and put in the love sponge.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this. If there is a, I mean, search or, I mean, I
you
I
can't.
Guess, so I'm telling people that have Tinder
right
to look for me. And let me know if I'm on there or not.
Yeah, screenshot it.
Yeah, and send it to me. And let me know what this person's saying about me. And, I mean, are they trying to get some ass or not? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's me. It's me again. Okay. I got a line. So you tell me. I'm going to write it down. You on Grindr?
No.
Yes, tell them.
Yes, Grindr. Yeah,
I was on Grindr.
I'm on Grindr.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't make fun of me. What, do you have a girlfriend? Howard wants to know, did you gain or lose weight? These are all questions.
Ronnie? I am.
You said you're posting videos with some lady about food?
Yeah, I'm doing food. I'm doing food reviews. I'm doing. Right. I'm doing food reviews on YouTube.
Right. I'm writing it down. How
okay.
Are you?
Food.
Yeah, I may get a pickup. Go ahead.
Yeah, food reviews on YouTube. I do have a full-time girlfriend.
Okay.
She just got brand new big titties.
Okay, big tits. What's her
giant.
Name? Should we say her name?
Cricket. Her name's the Merchandise Cricket.
Oh, yeah. Howard said that. Something like that. Howard knew.
The Merch Cricket.
And you owe Ronnie a phone call, and how's your weight? On a scale of 1 to 10, high or low?
I'm actually pretty good. I'm about probably a 7 right now.
You found this new no-carb bread.
I actually can tell you, I'm weighing 291 right now.
Okay, I'm writing it all down because I got a line. I'm hoping.
And I got as high as 335, but I'm at 291 right now.
Okay, perfect.
And hold on. And I'm saving money.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm actually been giving employee bonuses lately to my workers.
Excellent, bravo! Happy holidays.
And will you please tell Howard that I miss hearing from him.
I will. He's very busy, but they're talking about you, so why aren't you calling? I'm calling for you.
You call him for me, okay?
I'm your liaison. Thank you,
Bye now. Thank you.
I got to get your address. Bye. I need your address.
Okay. I'm going to let you go, then I'll get you my address, okay?
JD's responding to me right now. I got the 3 bubbles.
Oh, that means that he's talking.
He's typing.
I mean, he's in the communication.
He's looking up porn right now.
He's looking at my
guy with a huge dog.
He's looking at my Grindr and my
I hope she gets honest. Bubba's on Grindr.
Bubba's on Grindr. yeah, I'm on Grindr with Twitch? No, with a Tinder.
Yeah.
I'm a Tinder Grindr guy.
Oh, I messaged you the number.
Oh, am I supposed to call in?
He said call in, just tell him. Whoever answers the phone there.
Okay. Hold on here.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Should I use what line? That line?
Yeah, or...
The top line?
Try that one.
Let me see.
Stern Show, what do you want to say to Howard?
Hey, this is Bubba, and JD told me to call in.
All right, 1 second, I'll put you up.
Thank you, buddy.
You wish that he was there watching you? Does he have some kind of, like, you know, like there's an emptiness that needs to be fulfilled, that you need to be up here, you need to be with Howard, and you need to be...
Yeah,
you
know, all
honestly, I'm going to answer that for Ronnie. I don't think anything's going on in Ronnie's head.
I'm glad you said that.
Right. I don't think he thinks about it, honestly. I'll tell you that.
No, I did think about it. I did.
You did? What'd you think?
There you go.
No, are these guys on?
You know.
Bubba.
It was weird.
So JD told me, I guess some woman called in and said that she saw you on Tinder.
Okay.
It was weird. You know, not being there, but I'm so used to, you know, it's almost 3 years that we haven't
been
together
anywhere,
at all.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
But you said you did go in, but I felt like it was just like a visit, and you know, it'll pass, and that's it. You know,
that's right. Ronnie right there.
When was the last time you saw the last day we were on the air before the pandemic?
That's the last
right?
time I saw Howard.
Yeah, how much, Howard? I'll come up and drive your limo for you.
Each other.
Jesus, no. if
Ronnie, I did, I did.
If Ronnie didn't want to, right?
I said that's it. I'm not seeing him anymore. No,
I'm an excellent driver. Right?
Race car driver.
The real Bubba the Love Sponge is on the phone. Let's see. Let's see what Bubba's up.
Going on for sure.
Bubba, you got a Bubba, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got. Well, yes, the merch crick. Yes.
Oh, I told you guys he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, Howard knows.
Why are you on Tinder?
But Robin, I'm not on Tinder.
Okay.
Like that's like I was trying to. I'd like to see some. I mean, is somebody using my picture and saying that I'm on? Because I'm not on Tinder.
Is it true? Full of shit when she got on the phone.
I mean, and I'm like, man, if I am on Tinder, show me the profile because I'd like to see. Maybe that guy's getting a lot of hot ass that I could be getting.
These guys are telling me you've gained back a lot of weight.
No, they
I'm
could.
Concerned.
Well, fucking, then, you know, that's what's bullshit is they couldn't be. I could send you a picture right now how good I look. I look good as fuck.
How much you weigh? Be honest.
291.
Oh, okay.
I look good as fuck.
You're not over 300.
No,
but
in fact,
he was over 400 pounds. He couldn't even wipe his own ass.
Howard, I have your email, and if it's okay, I will send you the I took pictures this weekend at the tracks. I'll send you a couple pictures if you'd like.
And you can wipe yourself.
Oh, Howard, I've been able to wipe myself since like 2002. I just been celebrating for a while.
Are you still taking pills to get hard, or is Merch Crick getting the job done without the pills?
You know, that's the thing. All you men out there over the age of 50 who think that you don't need to take hard dick pills, you're just kidding yourselves. It's the bottom line.
I do not take them, Bubba.
Well, then see, Howard, then you're fucking about a half as good as you really could be laying it to Beth. If you would take these pills, she would... You never listen to me. You always just make fun of me and keep me down, but you never listen. I really am your friend, and I really like you, and you need to take these fucking pills.
Ask Ronnie.
Ask Ronnie. Ronnie, what's the fucking hard dick willies do for you, buddy?
I don't take them that often, dude. I take them, but I don't take them all the time.
Well, listen, you should get on a daily. You and Howard should get on, and Benji and all those. Fred and all those. I ain't no Alex Jones, motherfucker. This is the stuff my doctor writes for me. Yeah, and you take. Now listen, 5 milligrams, 5 milligrams of Cialis helps shrink your prostate for better male health. It also gives
really?
You.
Really?
Yes, I mean.
Are you giving out real information? Do you know that for a fact?
Howard, look it up, okay? And then you're going to be emailing me later today, and you're going to.
I'm being serious now. You're telling me if I took Cialis, my prostate would shrink?
Yes, it's good for prostate health. Yes, and it's also good. It's also good for spur of the moment, you know, 3 in the afternoon boners that you could probably work on at the end of the day. You know,
I banged my wife this weekend, and then I jerked off the next day. That's pretty good for a dude my age.
Yeah, but how hard are you getting? Are you getting hard?
I'm hard as a rock. Wow. I'm telling you, I wake up with a big hard on.
Yeah, but
can you
get a hard on like at 3 in the afternoon after you already blasted it like 1?
No.
Well,
no,
see,
that I can't do.
That's the difference, Howard. See, here's the deal. The way Howard Stern's doing it naturally right now is you're getting that good hardness, that one good session in at, you know, noon or 1 or whenever you get home or while you are home or whatever the fuck. But anyway, then, you know, 4 o'clock when Beth comes out with that skimpy little nausea gimmick and you guys are doing the schoolgirl, you know. Hold on. You guys are doing the cabana.
You guys are doing the cabana boy gimmick
because I know you're into that, Howard. You're into the cabana boy deal. You guys do the cabana boy.
Wait a second.
And next thing you know, at 4 o'clock, you're getting hard, Howie.
Bubba, Beth doesn't want to fuck me that much. Like, if she fucks me on Sunday, she doesn't want to fuck me like
that. Yeah, because you can't get...
2 hours later.
Well, that's because you can't get hard again. That's why. She didn't want to fuck a soft noodle.
She doesn't know that. Oh,
and why
my
can't
God.
You
Bubba.
Say negligee? What's going on?
Listen, this is the second show of the day. I get a little tongue-tied. I'm a little, you know, I take a few pills here and there. I'm trying to cope with life.
Bubba, do you mind talking to fake Bubba so I could hear that?
Oh, I'd love to talk to fake Bubba. Yes, absolutely.
All right,
please.
Hold on.
It's an honor.
Fake Bubba, you there?
Hey, Howard, you gotta listen to what goddamn Bubba's telling you, buddy. Get the goddamn Rattler. I'll hit up Diaco and get the goddamn Rattler. You take 48 Cialis. It's getting hard and hard, buddy. Get 12-finger cul-de-sac deal. Get your meat pump deal. Hey, Ned. Hey, sing the 12-finger cul-de-sac song, Ned.
Bubba's got 12 fingers between your thighs. Bubba has 3 fingers between your eyes. Bubba's got 12 fingers between your thighs.
All right, let me see if I can get a conversation going here. Real Bubba.
Yes. Hey, now, fake Bubba, listen, fake Bubba, listen, here's the deal. I just want to understand, fake Bubba. You, and I want you to answer some questions, fake Bubba, Matt.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ask you some questions, and I want you to answer them as honestly as you possibly can, living in the world of Howard. You ready? Fake Bubba, if I'm so...
All right, here's the deal. You're going to ask the deal. You're going to ask the question. I'm going to answer the questions for you right now.
Yeah. Here we go.
Go ahead, Bubba.
All right, hurry up. So, if I'm so good, and Howard's even recognized that I should be in the Radio Hall of Fame, and I'm already liked by a lot of his audience, and him and I are friends, and you even emulate me by doing things like, why the fuck am I working it? Why can't Howard get me a job at Sirius?
Bubba, that's a whole goddamn deal, buddy. That's why I'm telling Howard, you gotta come, you gotta listen to my goddamn show. We're doing Shock the Balls. We're doing Shock the Puss. We're doing Shock the Ball, Shock the Puss. Why the hell can't we get goddamn Jennifer?
No, we're not doing any of that shit. We're not doing any of that shit. We're just talking about doing good radio. I got a Jewish girl that works for me now. I mean,
Shalom.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I got a Jewish. I got a Jewish.
How did you make sure he was Jewish?
Hold on, Anna. Hold on. Not only is my
I got a Jewish girl.
Hold on now. Not only is my co-host Jewish, but she was born in fucking Israel.
Yeah, in fucking Israel.
Wow, you're kidding me.
No, yeah. Anna.
Confirmed, it's true.
Hold on. Anna Hummel, yes. Meet Howard Stern.
Shalom. I hear you're one of the tribe
shalom.
As well. Yes, hello.
Hey, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bacher bano mikol ha'amim.
We just communicate in prayers, yes.
I think he just said, he just said, what the fuck are you doing with Bubba?
Right.
Get out now, immediately.
I got Jewish girls, I got Mongolians, I got Hindis. Come on, how are you not getting us on the goddamn deal? I know you could talk to freaking Greenstein and Witz. Just get us on the deal, buddy.
Get me on a deal, Howard. I mean, the last thing you do in radio before you fucking go away is say, you know what, I'm going to give my friend another chance. Bubba, come take my show over.
Bubba thinks I run this joint.
Yes.
Let me see. Jennifer Witz is on the phone. Jennifer, would you give Bubba a show, please?
Oh, listen to me, Stern. I'm loving this, Bubba. We need Bubba Health Radio on SiriusXM. That's correct.
You do.
Not.
Well, fuck you, Jennifer. Pandora sucks. I mean, you need some help with Pandora. Put me on Pandora or something.
Listen to me, Bubba.
All right, enough with this.
Hey, Howard knows I'm getting too real, so he cancels the shit.
Bubba.
Whatever, Bubba.
I love Howard. Howard knows I bring the shit. He loves it.
Bubba, I love you. I'm glad you're not heavy.
Is that the fake one or the real?
No, I got
They're
rid
both
of
the same.
Bubba, and I think I'm talking. Okay. I think this is the real Bubba.
Yes, it is. It is. By the way, Howard, listen, honest to God, swear to God, on our friendship, I'm telling you right now, if you would go to your doctor and say, hey, how about a daily dose of like 5 milligrams of Cialis? What does that do?
Right.
And he'll say, you know what? It helps reduce the inflammation of your prostate, and it gives you better daily erections. What the fuck? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with that?
Will he stop waking up in the middle of the night to pee?
It will decrease his waking. It will take that down 50%. If he pees,
wow.
If he pees four times a night now, he'll pee once or twice.
Wow!
And have
I've
a hard and
that,
have a
Bubba.
Hard
again,
co- and
I
have a hard cock.
That.
A hard rich guy know, you know, cock.
I love Bubba, but I don't take medical advice.
You don't
from him.
Take
I got
so,
no,
to hold on now.
Talk to my doctor.
But promise me as a friend that if indeed you do talk to your doctor and he says, you know, Howard, yes, that's something that people do as they age gracefully. Yes, you will at least give me credit, Howard.
I will. And I want to thank Dr. Love Sponge for giving us medical information.
All
right, Bubba. Listen, Bubba, I love you.
I love you.
I'm glad you sound great, and I'm happy about you and Merch Crick finding love. I like
glad
that.
Glad you're not on Tinder. We were worried.
And if somebody has got me on Tinder, then show me the profile, because I love to fuck with them. Like, be like, take me, stop fucking using my likeness, you know? If not, I'm going to be Howard Stern.
And hey, we all congratulate you on the Jewish employee.
Yes.
A lot of people, you know, Bubba's from
Toda Rabba.
He's a bit of a redneck.
A little bit of redneck, you know. Had I,
you've got the job.
I'd probably still be there at that Sirius if I had would have had a Jewish co-host back in the day.
You know, there you go. People can get along. I mean, whoever thought Bubba would have a Jewish sidekick?
Female
kicker, immigrant.
Kanye starting up something. You can work for him.
I mean, that's why you made it.
Not now.
Hold on, Howard. One of the reasons why you fast-tracked yourself to the top is because you had a great co-host, a great female co-host. No, really. I mean, I know how radio works, and Robin really accelerated and helped take a lot of your sting away. Because like, oh, fucking Howard. You're like, you know, do you know his co-host is an African-American woman who was fucking smart as shit?
Oh.
Boom.
Who's African-American.
Well, no, I mean, yes, that helps.
That's
I mean,
not a talent. I just
Let's just say that I fully recognize that working with Robin has absolutely.
Absolutely.
Only.
You'd be shit without Robin. I didn't really mean that, but
that's
I'm just saying.
Right. I agree. All right, Bubba.
Robin
thank
and
you.
Ronnie.
I
that's all you.
You
need. Robin and Ronnie. Fuck everybody else.
Don't forget Fred.
All right. Thanks. Thanks,
that's
Bubba.
Right. We need Fred.
Hey, I love Fred, too. I'm most scared of Fred. More importantly, Howard, ask your doctor about that, and you might be writing me, and I'm a sorry thank you email.
I think Bubba works for Cialis. I'm pretty sure.
He gets
a kickback.
I will tell you that. I can tell you a dirty little secret if you got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
D. Snyder, when he came down, when I was on Sirius XM, D. Snyder came to my show, and I had a big case of it because I was good friends with a urologist. So he gave me Cialis by the cases, and D. was like, I can't get this shit in New Jersey. And I go, well, I take a whole fuck. He took a whole case of it, like 3,000 pills.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, ask him. Statue of limitations. Like, nobody's going to get us in trouble for that shit, please.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I'm sure if he took it, he only took it out of curiosity.
Well, he's been with his wife for a very long time.
No way. That guy's in some shape. That's all I'll say.
Oh, no. I mean, but even the in-shape guys like harder dicks, Howard. That's what you got to understand.
Fair enough. All right, Bubba.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You. Bubba always brings it. He always brings the A game. Thanks,
Robin,
Bubba.
Robin, thank you so much, Robin, for being so cool.
I only wish Robin had been Jewish, too.
A triple threat.
I wish Robin.
Black Jewish woman.
I wish Robin would erase me so it could have waxed that ass, is what I really thought.
All right, Bubba. All the best. There's Bubba. Bubba, give yourself a plug. Where can people hear you?
On Tinder.
On just go to my YouTube channel, The Bubba Army. That'll put
all
you
right.
in different places.
There you go.
Thank you.
Check out Bubba on The Bubba Army. All right, thanks on YouTube.
Thanks.
I just introduced you to Howard Stern.
I know, that was fucking awesome. As the resident Jew. Woo! Let's go.
Now, was it wrong for me to say African-American?
I think Robin got a little offended by that, but it's all right.
As opposed to what? You should just left that
as
out.
As just a human.
Yeah, a female. A female co-host.
You were trying to make the point that it was like minority plus woman. I think that's the ingredients.
Course. Right. Well, so. I hope that she didn't take that. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I hope not.
I didn't know where she came. She's like, if Kanye started something,
I know.
Maybe she'll hire you. I'm like, wait, what?
I don't know.
You know what really sucks though, more than anything, is that Howard really honestly like respects my skills. I mean, how many other radio personalities and terrestrial radio does he do that to? Go live on live.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody, because he doesn't respect them. He doesn't know what they're going to say. He
you
doesn't
guys
know
work
they're going
to together.
And like he said, he knows every time he calls me that I'm going to turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
And be extra crazy and over the top.
And by the way, for the right price, we'll work for Kanye.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck me too.
We will too.
I love Hitler.
We could be a Kanye's personal radio show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, Kanye radio.
All of a sudden, I'm goose stepping around town.
Oh, easy now.
I'm just kidding. Now, jokes.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If Howard would really go to his doctor or his urologist, and he would say, and what is Howard, 68?
I think.
Okay. And if he would go to his urologist and say, hey, doc, you know, what about a daily 5 milligram Cialis?
68.
The doc would say, well, you know what? It helps with, you know, daily erections. It keeps, you know, a constant, you know, a state of Cialisness in you. A lot of people that are going to take Cialis recreationally, they'll take it like a 20 milligram. If they knew they were going to fuck, they'd take like a 20 milligrammer, like, you know, an hour before they were going to fuck or something. Mm-hmm. That'll get their dick hard. Well, if you take a daily 5, you get a constant level of, you know, can get your dick hardness. But more importantly is it helps reduce your prostate. And your enlarged prostate is what most men have problems with as they get older.
That lead to cancer and stuff.
And it all enlarged prostate leads to having to pee more at night, a weaker flow, and stuff like that. So a daily dose of Cialis not only will help you with your erections, but more importantly, it helps shrink your prostate. Now, look, you guys, go ahead and Google it and look it up and see if indeed I am.
It says tadalafil, which is Cialis, has shown to help with symptoms of enlarged prostate. However, studies have shown that Cialis does not affect the dynamics of urine flow, or unlike medications such as Proscar or Avodart, Cialis does not shrink the prostate and does not decrease the rate of growth of the prostate.
Yeah, but Bubba,
but that's okay.
Dr. Mark used to say that.
Whatever. That's all right.
Yeah. But it makes your cock hard.
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't say that it makes it bigger.
No, it does not.
No.
I mean, it's certainly not something that.
But it does say it has been shown to help with symptoms of an enlarged prostate.
Right, right.
It just doesn't shrink your prostate.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mountain bread has zero carbs.
And mountain bread has zero fucking carbs.
Yeah, we need to call your mom.
I know.
I'm still mad about that.
I know. I'm going to call her right now. Boy, what an unbelievable podcast show. Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be, actually, Lummy, this might be you and Rhett might
need
to get together and make this a video.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Hold on here. Let me get my mom's.
Bubba gives Howard hard dick advice.
No, you want to get it monetized? You want to get my...
Nice.
Right. Limited.
I say Bubba gives Howard men's health.
Yeah.
Men's health advice.
There you go.
See, look.
No, I don't work right here.
Fucking A.
Fucking
look at
pro.
Me. I can't wait for you to see the blackhead extraction. I mean, Anna, we just did, you know, 30 minutes on Howard Stern.
I know.
Who can say that, huh?
No one.
No, Janie Cake throwing us to the fucking weeds.
Yeah.
Howard Stern will take your call.
Yeah, exactly.
But not Janie Cake.
Exactly.
No. Howard takes
your
calls.
You know what? You're exactly right.
She's still sleeping. Carb overload.
Oh, Jesus.
Finished recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mom, I was just on the air with Howard Stern. He'll take my phone call, but you won't. Oh, I'll tell you why. You know why? Because you're in a carb overload.
The comatose.
Because guess what, Mom? Fucking Publix Mountain Bread has 31 fucking carbs per slice.
31. And I've already had 4 slices today. I'm in a goddamn carb coma because I'm going to probably die of a carb fucking heart attack because I went and bought 3 fucking loaves thinking that they were 0 carbs because that's what the fuck you told me.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good morning.
By the way, good morning, Mom.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase message review.
Mom, I was just on the air with Howard Stern. He'll take my phone call, but you won't. Oh, I'll tell you why. You know why? Because you're in a carb overload.
Comatose.
Because guess what, Mom? Fucking Publix Mountain Bread has 31 fucking carbs per slice. 30 fucking one. And I've already had 4 slices today. I'm in a goddamn carb coma because I'm going to probably die of a carb fucking heart attack because I went and bought 3 fucking loaves thinking that they were 0 carbs because that's what the fuck you told me.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good morning.
By the way, good morning, Mom.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, to send your message with normal delivery.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
There you go.
No more carbs for you for the rest of the week.
Get out of here. Anna, how cool would it be if that high spot Willie were working on worked out, huh?
Fucking amazing.
Oh, you know, Blitz, I really, honest to God, for the life of me, can't understand how SiriusXM is just not chomping at the bit to get us. I mean, like, right. your number one guy loves us. You know, has bits about us.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Appreciate you downloading. Tell a friend, man, so we can get more. We just hit 4 million. We'll have a 4 millionth download show soon. This was a pretty fucking strong show, wasn't it?
Hella strong.
Lummy, we probably need to make that into a video.
Sure do.
See you guys later.